Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Because if they're known for having crazy opinions, it's my job to ask them, what do you think of this?
You already knew the answer.
I didn't know the answer.
You ask them how you felt about them in Madison Square Garden.
That was for a Knicks game. I didn't know how they'd feel about Raw.
Evan, now I'm pissed off. Okay, because you have painted me and Tommy subtly like we're two carnies over here that we always have the crazy. You don't have crazy opinions,
Sean. Just because you asked. Have them? Tiki the question. So if you have a problem with someone, problem with Tiki.
No.
Again, I asked the question, I'm getting in trouble.
I have a problem with the question because that alludes the audience to, look at these two idiots. They have the crazy opinion. You don't think you have crazy opinions?
This isn't about me.
But it's showing that universally on the show, sometimes all of us have opinions that can
we're
be deemed
as crazy. The woman with the mustache at the carnival, basically.
Right. I know is I asked Tiki if you guys have crazy opinions. He said yes, which makes it fair that I asked
the
question.
But we always have backing for it. Now, he laughed at Carlos Mendoza. That was to laugh at the Met fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I crush Aaron Judge because I think if you're Aaron Judge, you shouldn't be at a Knick game. With
time out. So here's what I've gotten. Make fun of the other team in town, it works.
Yes.
When it's
Scott
your team
is hurt.
When it's your team and your player.
But he's hurt.
No problem with
but
it.
But he's hurt, and okay. He's free to do whatever he wants.
Right.
No, I'm kind of with Tommy and Sean on this.
Well, you're actually with me because I was the first person to say, I love the fact that Cam's at Raw. Mm. I love it.
No, you didn't. You asked them if they had a problem.
Right before
you said you loved it after the fact.
I don't
you
know.
Got you, their opinion, and then you got it after the fact.
If you check the tape, I think I offered my opinion first on this.
Let's go to the videotape.
What we learned is that, and I appreciate you admitting it, Tommy, they have their opinions based on their fandoms.
That's exactly what I said. I said when we give our crazy opinions, like you said, we back it up with why we are saying
it. Right, because of your fandom.
Tommy wanted
to knock Aaron Judge. He wanted to knock Carlos Mendoza. Now that we're talking about Giants, it's all good.
Tommy, there's a very easy solution going forward. Just before you state any opinion, just utter the words, as an IBO or as an IFO, because that totally means you're taking your fandom out of it. So we're just going to do that from now on.
So a disclaimer before I say stuff.
Yep. That is the hard and set rule from now on.
Yep.
You must add a disclaimer.
Here's the real question. What would we all think if Aaron Glenn showed up at Raw tonight?
What the hell are you doing? Don't you have a game to prepare for? You don't have a bye week?
I got the guy who should show up at Raw tonight. Forget the giant rookies. Forget Aaron Glenn. Brian Daboll.
I like that.
That would be it.
No, Rangers. You got to go to the Rangers.
Yeah, I think he's done with the Rangers now. I think that's over.
They were good when he was there.
Yeah, but the love affair is over. He's going to be working in a different state soon. Trust me, he's done.
Winning a Super Bowl, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Eagles OC.
Let's go. That could happen.
I mean, he would be better than Petula.
Yeah. Let's go to Dom in New Rochelle. What's up, Dom?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All's good.
This defense is so disappointing. It's like they can't stand any success. The minute they get the lead, they just fold. They never finish. Abdul Carter, third pick overall in the draft. We're not asking you to be Lawrence Taylor. We're not asking you to be Reggie White. But can you get home? I don't care how many hurries, if you lead the NFL in hurries on quarterback, you got to finish and make a play. It's unacceptable for him to have one tackle in the game.
Yeah, well,
it's just unacceptable.
Again, he's a rookie. That's the only thing I can keep coming back to. I'm not defending him because someone called early and said stop defending him. I'm not defending him. I'm just explaining to you why this is the way it is.
I think Sean made the most salient point today about this, which is why I think everyone's got to hold their brakes on using the B word, which is bust.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Thomas showed us in year one that you could have a bad rookie year. Mm-hmm. You could even have a rookie year that involves being punished for being late. I think we could all agree Abdul Carter has not had the rookie season any of us expected. But I don't love this quickly thinking that guy is just the bust.
Yeah.
This is his chance now to learn. This is his chance to respond. This is his chance to prove all of what we saw so far this year is not true and not really who he's going to be. Right. I think if this happens again next year, all bets are off. Right. That's when we start using that word we don't want to use.
I agree. I also want to see him in another defensive system next year with a real defensive coordinator before I'm labeling him a bust.
I get you.
I agree with that.
Let's go to Angelo in Staten Island. Hey, Angelo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you guys agree that with everything we were talking about earlier with the draft order, that eventually the NFL has to go to some form of a draft lottery?
Yes.
Listen, it sucks that every year, after like week seven, I'm rooting for the Jets to lose. And Evan, you know as well as I do, the last time the Jets won a Super Bowl was on my birthday. Not my birthday 10 years ago, not my birthday 20 years ago, my birthday 56 years ago when I was actually born. That's the last time.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you, guys. Let me know what you think about the draft lottery. Thank
that's
you.
Awesome, man.
Yeah,
by the way, Tommy, did you come up with an alternative to tanking?
Not yet.
Over the weekend.
Still working on that.
What do you mean, like, alternative to tanking?
Did you, oh, so you don't... Oh, I got it. You don't listen to WFM.
I did not listen this weekend.
You don't listen to Tommy on the weekend.
I did not listen to him this weekend.
I listen to Tommy on the weekend.
Thank you, T.
Because he's my guy. My mother-in-law and father-in-law back home, and, you know, I was listening to Tommy on the...
I apologize.
My mother-in-law really likes you.
Tell her I said thanks.
Yeah, I will.
I was going to listen, but I had my kids in the car... And Tommy right, can sometimes be very randy with the words.
We don't want to hear your excuse.
I can be randy with the words?
You sometimes say offensive words.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Thank you, Tiki.
That's good.
But that's why
we like it.
But they're good for the radio.
But that's why we like it.
Yeah. I didn't say it was bad for the radio. I said it wasn't good for my five-year-old to start repeating. Why did Tommy say this?
Evan, Johnny told him that the other day at lunch. So it's all good. They're going to hear it in school, is my point.
Oh, that's true.
That is true.
So Tommy had a thing going. It was most of the show where he was looking for an alternative to the word tanking.
Oh, so a word tanking.
Word
because
or
when,
phrase.
Because when somebody says tanking, I get pissed off.
I know you do.
You even are against it.
I don't like it.
Most of us are against tanking. But Tommy's right. It's just the word. Like, the word makes it seem like we're going to suck on purpose.
Hold on a second.
He was trying to. I'm just asking if
he
came up with it.
No, you're full of crap. I got to call you out.
It was an interesting conversation.
He could call it whatever he wants. You are going to come on the radio pissed off.
Probably.
Don't tell me that's the wording.
All I was asking was if he found an alternative to the word.
Did you find an alternative?
Not yet, but we're on a crusade to find a word to soften it. You know, a phrase.
Well, you did a whole show. You didn't come up with the answer.
Nah, I'm looking for a 10. There are a bunch of sevens. The best
the best one you heard?
Honestly, and I'll get a note from Bob Iger if we use it, falling with style, which is not, you know what I mean, instead of flying. I mean, I can't use that. A couple people came up with stuff like...
Toy Story, by the way.
Correct. There was losing was in the word. I don't know, building towards our draft. Like, there was nothing great yet, but that's why we're working on it.
Yeah, Tommy called them word salads.
Yes.
I do think, because I remember the Republicans did this great in the early 2000s. They came up with a bill. It was called the Patriot Act. Remember the Patriot Act?
Of course.
It was very controversial.
Of course.
But because it had such
a... basically spy on you.
Yes.
Illegally.
In the name of patriotism. Yes. And so what I always was enamored by, I was like, my God, that
you're not doing anything wrong. You don't have anything to hide.
It was brilliant marketing. It was like, how could you be against the Patriot Act? It was like the other thing my president came up with, my president, George, you know, I was giving him the advice, No Child Left Behind. Who could be against No Child Left Behind?
So then I think I just got it. I think the easiest thing to do when talking about this, not calling it tanking, say you're investing in your future.
That was one that came up, strategic positioning, draft optimizing.
Yeah. So they're too long.
Future focused. Yeah.
It's great terms, and I think it will affect a great amount of people. The problem is Tiki's full of crap. It won't affect him. Because at the end of the day, and here's the test, and it's funny you say this, because I was thinking about it this morning as you were talking about last night's game. Or yesterday afternoon's game. You're very angry about the Giant loss. Mm-hmm. I can hear it in your voice. I don't know yet about Tommy and Sean. I don't know yet about Giant fans. Because I wonder, at 2-9, are you even angry anymore? Were you walking away from that game saying, whatever. Kafka ain't the coach. I want a better draft pick. I'm not even mad anymore.
But so, you're right and you're wrong. I'm not angry at the loss. I'm angry at the individuals.
But you're angry with the individuals that contributed to said loss.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's not the loss per se.
But I got to push back on this. If they won the game despite the individual efforts that you were pissed at, you would not be as angry today.
I would laud the individual or individuals that contributed to the win. I'd still be mad at Tay Banks or whoever else, Jalen Hyatt. But I would say, you know what? Jameis did a heck of a job with 12 seconds left to make that touchdown happen. You know what I mean?
But it would soften how you feel about everything else. Which shows you it's still about the winning.
It's always about winning.
That's my point.
That's the only thing I care about.
And that's why you can label it whatever you want. It's still about winning and losing. But in general, were Giant fans even... Were you angry at yesterday's loss, Tommy?
I wasn't, because we are draft harvesting as a franchise right now. We're positioning ourselves for a brighter future.
That's actually not bad.
That's my favorite one.
And look at what... he's smiling. What if I had just said, boy, that loss was great because we're tanking for a receiver? He would have screamed at me.
Exactly. Were you angry after the loss?
You're not going to believe this. I think I was the most angry than I was at any other loss this year after the game.
Why? Because you wanted... Because of its... A new situation, a new head coach, interim-based, whatever. It feels like things are going to change because the head coach changed.
And it didn't? I think that's part of it, but I think it's also when you start watching games past 2-8, past the coach firing, you're investing time that doesn't need to be invested. Mm. Like, the other times you lose games, it's just like, all right, I live with it. I invested 3 hours of my life because I have to, and I'm now mad that I have to invest this time. And if I'm going to invest this time and I still see the same crap, like the same crappy players that shouldn't be on the roster playing for no reason, it bothers me because it feels like I'm making an investment that the team is not making.
Mm. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.